This is another update Nerd Style with your host Owen Kinnair, coming with another episode of Knights of the Pound Table. Before we get started, we want to give our thanks to our group over at Comic Book International. You can find them on Instagram and now on YouTube at Comic Book INTL. And you can also get them on Twitter as well at the same handle. Also, we want to give a shout out to the Batman Above and Beyond podcast over on Batman Beyond Podcast on Instagram, as well as Steady Geekin' over at Steady_Geekin' on Instagram. And without further ado, let's get to it.
Here we go. Episode what? Number six?
Six. It's keeping it going.
Oh, the Knights of the Pound Table.
Yeah, 10 before you know it.
It's coming up. Double digits.
But now we also have the Dobbs in the building. Sir Dobbs, the keeper of frames. Master of parries.
The Dobbs doesn't have to work tonight for once.
For once.
But yeah, we are here tonight to cover a lot, actually. We were empty in the holster a bit.
I guess a bit last week, but as we promised at the end of last week.
It was like a magician trying to keep pulling like handkerchiefs out.
He's running out of handkerchiefs. Toilet paper, and then...
Yeah. But as promised, we got River City Girls.
Yes,
we've been playing the shit out of that, so we can definitely review that.
So Dobbs has been gone, talking in the third person myself. I've been playing...
He's in a chamber.
Two games.
Yeah.
I've been playing Gears 5 because I got the Ultimate Game Pass
getting
for
big
Xbox.
On it.
And Bloodstained.
That's been one we have been talking about a lot.
And oh my god, I'm jizzing over this game. I hope you got your fucking socks ready.
Oh no, we played two today.
Come catch
your I showed you guys a little bit of it.
You showed a little bit of your hand. We showed a little bit of our hand. A
little show and tell.
It was a little.
Okay, easy. Yeah, that was before we started the podcast.
Yeah. We are the Knights of the Pound Table.
You're all show, no tell.
A lot of things go on the table.
I'm a grower, what can I say?
Yeah, but, you think that. You got Native American roots.
They're braided?
No. Yeah, quite the opposite. They're roots.
The roots.
But we started with River City Girls, and this is a creation by not only Arc System, but Way Forward, the same team that has brought us Double Dragon Neon. So I was already kind of, like, positive about this.
Hopefully. We went through that game. All of us went through.
Oh, yeah. It was
Double
amazing.
Dragon Neon. Yeah, it was
multiple
great.
Times.
Oh, of course.
Before we all lived here. When you
grew up with it.
Falls.
And I feel like this game is more the same formula, but still good. It's a little more... intricate in the way that you can actually do some real combo work. It's basic enough to bumble through, but fun enough that if you want to dig in there, there's some real cool looking stuff to do.
One thing I did notice about it, one game it did have tropes from was Streets of Rage.
Yes.
The coming and walking up and down, and like that was a huge thing for me. I was like, it's not just a River City Ransom Double Dragon game. Like, no, this is a derivative
side scroll.
Derivative game that should have real fan base. And
because
of the fact that any real beat 'em up fan growing up in the 80s, 90s, you would be a fan of this game across the board.
Definitely.
Fuck yeah.
Definitely.
As we all are.
Adorable, this game!
It is.
It's adorable!
Yeah, I do give it two solid thumbs up. All the jokes are hilarious and land for me because also I played Double Dragon Neon and there's all these little nods where the first dojo master we've encountered is Jimmy Lee.
Literally Jimmy Lee.
And when you like buy stuff from him and like leave, he's like, "I miss my brother." And you're like, "I wonder where Billy Lee's at."
Right?
I've seen some artwork. He is in the game somewhere. I don't know.
I think he might be the bad guy. I think he might be the number one.
That'd be a bummer.
That would be a bummer.
But they also had.
You usually make me pick him when I fucking play.
But they also had a Bobo in a. Puberty PSA, which was really hilarious. In the very beginning of the game, and that
is pretty funny.
Puberty is the acronym for punching until bricks explode right towards you.
You had too many letters in there, but I know.
No, I got it.
That was it.
Puberty.
Yeah, I followed along.
We don't want to spoil the game, though, for people that haven't heard it, though.
Well, no. It's just an acronym.
It's just an acronym. But the game opens up as you start.
Well, I got a couple blackronyms if you guys are interested.
Hey!
As you start getting a couple maneuvers, the game kind of opens up. A
couple maneuvers.
We've been playing on the hard mode. And it's been playing really well. It's
my character in D&D.
The soundtrack.
That's my guy's name.
Thanks to Arc System.
I was wondering why you're laughing so much.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Me and Ed are laughing at each other.
Thanks to Arc System, the game has a really solid soundtrack system. I catch
it
myself
does.
Humming it sometimes. It's really enjoyable for two player or even one player. I've been doing a little bit of solo alongside our two player just to see if it's like that much harder or that much easier.
Yeah.
But so far, so good. It's been a great experience both ways around.
So far, so good.
I do like the two player. I just would like some more characters to choose from than just one or two.
Fingers crossed, we might get something.
I mean, eventually, definitely will.
That game has the highest ceiling.
Yeah, for good shit.
A very high ceiling.
We could add Kunio and Ricky.
And for how many people
the...
that are actually into video games and that are not normal big name developers.
But also what's kind of cool though is there's a lot of YouTube names in this.
That's what we noticed.
We noticed Jacksepticeye doing the voice of Godai.
Yeah, that was cool.
As characters you see Aaron Hansen of Game Grumps fame.
Aaron.
Eagle Raptor.
As well as
on Instagram, Eagle
Rubber
Factor.
Ross from Game Grumps fame. He's also in it. And so I'm waiting to see like a couple of what else might be there because it seems to be that whole group had a hand in the animations maybe.
Yeah.
But it's a really solid game. I'm enjoying that. There's a lot. You can tell that there's love for the game when you
there's
made this.
Soul in it. The game felt soul. Warm. The game
but
felt
Trey.
Warm.
I will say this. If I'm being harsh,
ooh.
It's not as good as River City Ransom
exactly.
Underground.
Underground was great.
Underground
That's
is a superior
game. That's
the best
beat-em-up game of, I
ever.
Think, of all time.
So good.
Scott Pilgrim has nothing on this game.
Oh, God.
Nothing.
Scott Pilgrim took the River City
formula.
Took the River City formula and tropes and then just made it a Scott Pilgrim game. Like,
yeah.
So you branded your movie with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tried.
But basically,
yeah,
put,
too many white kids in that game and movie for me to care.
Basically, put that this series. I'm
right,
always,
John Stamos.
It's always an enjoyable entry to have something new for this series. You don't get a lot of games for this series, apart from maybe what has been released under the radar because it has a whole different name in Japan.
Which is still seldom to come by.
It's very hard to come by, and even on like the 3DS, each title was like at least $30-$40. It was like, come on.
Yeah.
It's like, who are you really punishing here?
You're punishing the fans of the series.
You're punishing the people that would actually buy it.
Yeah.
And that's the worst. The worst thing you could do is punish the people that... punish your demographic.
Yeah, because our money that's going to support your business and allow
you to
do more things in
the future. Your demographic that remembers this game. The only people that would buy this game because they remember it, those are the ones you're ripping off.
Like, if no one buys your shit, everything you did is worth nothing.
Nothing. Oh, not totally.
Well, pretty much.
In a creative way, I can say, it's one of those things. That's the only way I like a true musician feels like a failure. If something like if you feel that sort of way, like your shit gets picked up, but nobody feels anything about it.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Everybody comes to your shows, but nobody cheers or anything like that. They just don't remember you. That's the worst case scenario.
Yeah,
and I feel like the same way game developers feel.
All right,
I mean like. Like, hey, have you heard of this game? Ever heard of this game? No. That would kill me.
Wow.
That would absolutely kill me. Like, you never, like, oh, I got a bunch of stars on Steam. It's like, those are downloads. Yeah, they were all disappointed.
Like, those are just downloads, buddy. Like, pay attention.
But the game is so clutched in the aspect that it actually has the way that you could just smash buttons and still probably be successful, but
yeah. Oh yeah,
we're finding ways
it's
to work together
game,
and do interesting stuff. That
work with the combos. We found combo extenders, and we can combo into
all,
each other's combos.
Yeah,
just the aesthetic of this game is what sells it.
Yeah, it's actually.
Just
I
anybody,
would watch this if this was a TV show. The way the cutscenes look.
Yeah,
like,
the way we said it earlier.
Yeah, it's really well done.
Yeah, very well done.
It's going to be on a regular channel.
It was manga. Remember when I talked to you about, well, we'll get into Bloodstained later, but when I talked about Bloodstained, the worst parts were the dialogue.
Yeah.
Because it was text box, like person to side to side sort of thing. I was like, no, you guys have great cutscenes. You guys saw a couple cutscenes.
Yeah.
It was great. It's the thing is, stop being busy idiots. Let's give the fans what they want.
Yeah.
Because somebody is going to buy a trope of a game, they're buying it for a reason, and they're waiting for it to come out. As soon as Bloodstained came out on, I got an email on my phone when Bloodstained came out.
Damn.
On Xbox Live, Xbox Game Pass. Game Pass Ultimate. I got a notification on my phone, and it was only 9 gigabytes. I was still downloading Halo 5 Guardians, and then realized how bad that game was. I won't get into that now.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
But it was Halo one of those things. I was like, yo.
Red Bird Blue.
Like, Bloodstained changed
his tech size.
God, I hope so. My dick has been growling at me lately. I don't know what's going on, but I think it might have taken the werewolf side over the vampire side.
It was a full moon like 2 nights ago, everybody.
The head of my dick has Wolverine Hugh Jackman's facial hair. So I might be the werewolf.
It's like mean lamb chop side. Not the vampire side.
So when he masturbates, he gives it a bub rub.
Boba. The boba.
I had to look away from... Well, you guys can tell at home, but I had to look away from home so I didn't just do that, but also puke at the same time.
We ain't no bitches. Oh, man.
But yeah, that aside, we also took a little peek for Bloodstained, Symphony of the Night.
No.
Is that... Well,
no,
now it's Symphony.
Ritual of the Night.
I apologize.
Symphony of the Night, Castlevania. But I'm glad you said that and made that mistake because it's the exact same fucking thing. Because
It might as well be.
It just looks better, has a better aesthetic, has a better system. Has a different and better system. It's okay. When it comes to video games for me, things that I love and things, the games that I love that have made me video game fans in game design.
Uh-huh.
Three things.
Number one.
Music.
Number two.
Main character.
Number three.
And aesthetic.
All music, right. Main character, and aesthetic.
The game design goes for every video game fan.
Well, it has to, yeah. Otherwise, it's not going to have a product as a whole. But those three things you pointed out
thing
are
is,
different.
Bloodstained has a 5-star in every one of those
I feel
things.
Like Fun Factor has a big...
You know what?
Point to play in that pillar.
All right,
set.
We could add
okay,
that
so,
in.
We all live together, and I was upstairs. I downloaded it at midnight last night. Got a little bit of cutty, had this big titty checking chick over here with a pretty face. Kicked her out, and then I downloaded
it.
I kicked her out when I was downloading Bloodstained.
Baby, I gotta get to business.
You were already asleep in your room. Ed was down here, passed out.
Bam.
I came and kicked her out, and I was just like, I came back upstairs. Shut up, Owen.
Twas the night before Christmas, and off to the house.
The night before fucking...
Before Bloodstains.
Night before Jismas.
Now the creature
yeah,
saved
it wasn't my
Rob's dick grew 3 times that day.
Oh, shit.
So can I get back to Bloodstains? Yeah, we're all talking about how big my penis is. I get it. Love it.
Whoa.
Are we still talking? Which are we talking about here? The game or the...
I'm trying to convince myself here, not you guys. So anyway, Bloodstained. Bloodstained, the original creator and producer of
Castlevania.
Fucking Konami.
Fucking Konami. I thought you were going to say like the creator's name and then you just went fucking Konami.
No. Fucking Konami.
All right.
Has let me down less than Capcom has. And Capcom's my favorite video game company.
Well,
my
I
two
can
favorite
see
games
your points,
Street
yeah,
Fighter
for sure.
And Mega Man.
Yeah, I can definitely see your points.
Konami,
there, you know.
When it comes to Konami, a lot of Konami games are going to Xbox Live to Game Pass. Oh, and please take this before I
so
rub
by the way,
a shiny
this
head.
Is Koji Igarashi.
Yes. Koge, right. Not Koji.
K K-O-J-I. That's usually Koji.
Wait, tomato, what? Tomato.
You were just calling him the creator.
Yeah, he was.
Some people say that about God.
Only motherfuckers that look like you.
No, they don't. They don't even look like me.
I was kidding. It's motherfuckers that look like Owen. They got pink knees and shit.
Pink knees.
He got pink knees.
Pink knees. Wait, pink knees, brother Ross.
You got pink. Yeah, you ain't got pink knees. You got black knees. What the fuck are you talking about?
I actually only learned later on in life, the last couple of years, like, the real way to tell something, like, it's actually nipple collar.
Nipple collar?
Yeah, a girl actually taught me. It's like,
wow, you lost me. I don't know what you're talking about. Wait, say that one more time.
The nipple
collar.
Nipple collar?
Collar of nipples.
Oh, color.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you're non-Caucasian, you don't have pink nipples.
Only yeah,
Caucasians
I know.
Have pink nipples.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what? She was like, you don't have pink nipples, dude. I was like, why would
why
I?
Would
like,
I? What? That's
I never thought about it
until
that moment.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's
I never
a very
thought
ridiculous
about that.
Question to ask a bro. Is ask somebody in color, is it, do you have pink nipples? I'm like, yeah, you should be grateful that I'm understanding that you do. Fuck those nipples. My dad's dick was pink.
Damn.
I don't know how my mom does it.
Damn.
But back to Bloodstained.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
This is the easiest way to get backtracked.
Okay, yeah.
We're talking about penises.
No, Bloodstained.
Bloodstained.
I like
penises.
That you can change
we're
weapons,
talking about
weapons so easily. Cum like, stained? I like the different weapons. Different scenarios, like the short story.
That's very Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Well, that's yeah. Like I said, this game is Symphony of the Night remastered.
Right. Shalakard. Joanna Alucard.
The heart of Joanna, man.
You should have said Alishard.
Alishard.
Joanna
Man's
what the
actually
game's
a good
about
movie.
Shards.
Have you seen Joanna Man? Like, that's actually a really good movie.
Oh, you a tall glass of water, bitch. And
that's just hilarious.
You know, because you don't see more hilarious. I say that shit all the time.
What?
You a tall glass of water, and I'm thirsty.
Really?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Beanstalk? My name is Jack.
Classics.
You gotta have fun with wordplay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
The thing is, most people get, like, oh my god. Another one's better than me and my boy Louie. He was the worst drunk I ever met.
Really?
I won't say his last name. He's the worst drunk I've ever met. For hanging out with me. Be hanging out with me, he was the worst drunk that you could possibly hang out with.
Uh-huh.
To the point where, like, I look straight edge in comparison to him.
Jesus.
Oish.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'd split all the amount of alcohol, but he acts differently than I do.
Alright.
So.
Gets rapey.
No. He gets. I'm gonna fuck with anybody I fucking see. He goes. Let's go run up a bar tab and then walk out on it.
Might as well have an asshole tattooed on the side or something.
Yeah, yeah. That was a different dude. We won't talk about him.
No, I'm just saying.
We don't talk about him on the radio. We don't talk about him on the radio.
He's an asshole.
First time I ever got wet.
Voldemort.
No, he's not Voldemort. Amanda's Voldemort. If you guys know who Amanda is, picture Medusa getting her head chopped off. That's what.
How does that make you feel?
Yeah, how does that image make you feel? That's what it's like dating this woman. I should say that woman.
Speaking
she's gone.
Of demons, you fight a lot of demons in Bloodstained.
First of all,
we love Bloodstained.
Yeah, you know,
it was
a fairly
challenging first level. I will give it
yes.
credit.
Yes.
But even remember City Girls.
But thing is,
on hard,
like you can use the right stick to like challenge like a
directional
magic.
And then hit R2, right?
Directional
R2, wasn't it?
Yeah, directional magic. You have like base like. It just does whatever it does. It was like a wave of water.
Yeah, so with triangle,
so you
throw it out.
So you know how skills are adapted in Castlevania?
Yeah.
Five bosses or somebody that some enemy you defeat. Or
well, it used
you
to be like one at a time.
A certain skill.
You
can gain a skill or ability.
Yes. This one gives you, there's white shards, those are the ones that are natural skill abilities, like double jump.
High credit score. High,
yeah, that's funny, Owen. I'm pretty sure you got the lowest credit score in this room. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, I'm sorry, Owen, that hurt a little bit. I don't know why you said this. Only because I didn't see it coming. It. You know what? And yes, I'm taking
asshole.
It's so actually like the color of your shards.
Come on, you gotta admit that was good.
Shut up. I'm not gonna admit it was good. It's just, it made me laugh, but it
I won't say why.
Now I forgot what I was talking about.
Talking about white shards.
Types of shards.
White shards, those are the ones that'll get you locked up.
No. They'll get you like a base ability.
You get those white shards, they'll put you in jail for 24 days in county for not putting a hand on them.
I didn't even touch them.
You should see the way the shards come into this game. It's bloodstained, baby. Here we go. These white shards come crashing into your dick.
By the way, black shards.
It's just because when you get a white shard, you knock it over like it's something that you're supposed to do because it looks like a Castlevania trope. You knock it over and then you just get butt raped by it. It takes 200 points off your credit score. And you get handed divorce papers, and then your quarter black kids don't want to see you anymore. That's what it's like playing this game. Anyway, moving on.
So you're
Gears 5.
It's legal.
Gears 5 is awesome. Gears 5 kicks fucking ass. Gears 5 is pretty much doing something that they shouldn't have done, but everybody thought they shouldn't have done, but they're doing it.
What are they doing?
But they're doing it, and the gameplay has only gotten better since 3.
I don't know what they're doing. I played Gears 1, 2, and 3, not 4, 1, and 5
about. I stopped around 3 or 2.
Yeah, I played up to 3.
3 or 2.
I can't remember.
All right, fine. Well, I got the shit down here. But anyway, fucking, what I'm saying is...
Oh, what you saying, Dobbs?
What I'm saying is, if you're a real Gears of War fan, Mike got me into Gears of War the
go
month
on, brush
after
your
it came
shoulders
out,
off.
And it Gears is pimps too. Go brush your knees off, you ashy knee motherfucker.
They only get ashy when it's cold out.
Ain't that cold in here?
Smart locust.
Damn it.
You shoot them in the knees, they go down. But also, Gears 5, there's not locusts anymore.
Really?
Swarm.
So when did it stop with the locust?
Okay.
When did it stop with the locust?
First of all, we don't have this kind of time. We're 22 and a quarter minutes in. Think about this. Not enough time to describe the Gears of War series. But let's just say. The original reason why. Spoiler alert! Locust exists is because of experiments that this one
alien
scientist, biological scientist, like fucking, no, not alien, tried to fucking find a cure for rust lung. And he was using, what caused rust lung was emulsion exposure.
Okay.
Exposure. So at this point, after the years go on, after the Pendulum Wars and after the Great One,
yeah,
people are dying from rust lung.
Damn.
And then it's the point where they've been working on trying to figure out rust lung under the surface where the locusts apparently come from. And then they bred an army built by the queen who was the patient zero for rust lung.
So these scientists helped.
So much better.
Wait, so these scientists helped build an army?
The scientists realized what he could build based off of what happened from this one patient zero,
yeah,
who is Queen Mira of the Locust Horde. So think about this. You created the entire worst thing you could have. So it's like picture Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I
created a way more physically dominant humanoid mortal race that also has the intelligence of war. That are all bioorganisms.
It's like, I love those movies.
And they produce, like fucking crazy. Yeah, and this is all going...
So it's like Blade 2 mixed with Gears of War.
No.
I love Blade 2.
No.
But how come in these movies the wife never just divorces the husband?
Instead of just having an outbreak, I created an entire race that's actually going to come up and kill us in like 3 weeks.
Well, that's probably actually going to happen in the future.
But the thing is...
So why did they not learn their lesson?
Who didn't learn the lesson?
Humanity.
Yeah, why would you think humanity would ever learn a lesson? That's the whole thing about the novels.
They learned a lesson.
The one person. The thing is, the one person, planet Sarah,
not a solar generator.
Not
a unique warrior race.
It was supposed to be a unique warrior race. They were brutal.
Where Saiyans came from, bitch. Like what? You trying to make Saiyans on Earth? You'll
think
fuck
about
this planet up.
Gears of War 2, they started capturing and torturing people and doing open brain surgery and then having them still be able to function.
They're doing that now.
Yes, this is what I'm
saying. No, in real
this
life.
This is my point.
Yeah, all
this
stuff
is happening. All this shit's been done before. That's the reason why when I got so attached to the storyline. Because of how darker and deeper it got about humanity. And the novels. This fucked up, gorgeous mind of a woman created these three novels. And Marcus Fiend, and it's Gears of War, but they were called something else. I'm too high to remember.
Alright.
So, thing is,
Army of Two.
First of all, Marcus Fenix.
I did it. Dude, I'm not gonna lie!
I don't know where it looks at me and goes, I loved Army of Two.
I really did!
And it made me laugh so hard. Because it's in the middle of all this, like, Gears of War extreme lore.
Well, is that those other games? What was
the
different name?
Go down, like, fist bump, don't give a fuck. That's so shit.
Oh, God, I hate you guys.
No,
I hate you guys so much.
What I said was
so much
to what you said.
Owen, grab these sticks, so I can. Also, me and Owen have been playing Street Fighter. Oh my god, we're only 26 minutes in.
Well, I've been playing.
I purchased the Street Fighter 30th Year Anthology, and this is the last $20 you're getting Capcom until you make Capcom versus SNK 3.
You know, no, that's never happening. You
come
know,
on,
no,
wait,
no,
wait, wait.
No, no, no.
Terry Bogard's in Smash. This
can
make conversations.
Before. We talked about this before. What did I say?
Street Fighter 4 Alpha.
I said they keep lowballing. They keep doing the lowest ball they can.
Yeah.
To keep us buying a fucking $30 game.
Eventually we're not going to, though.
Yes. And as soon as they figure that out, that's when they're going to come out.
How about
the
idea we were talking about today where they should just remake all the old Mega Man games just with a
two-player
element?
Yes.
Minimal programming and maximum purchase effort.
Maximum zero.
I know you like Zero better than Mega Man X.
He's way better than... Okay, we're not going to make this a Mega Man X podcast, are we? Because
I got books.
We don't have that kind of time. I don't have that kind of time.
All right, so what are we going to talk about for the next half an hour?
All right, fine.
We like blew through the first three games that we're going to talk about.
You
got to
put the sound back
about.
On.
We can keep... No, we don't.
No, perfect for you.
But
put the sound back on.
No, we can go through all the
other stuff.
Because
then it just sounds like we're all clicking our teeth and not, like, playing Street Fighter.
No, it's fine enough. We don't need to get the copyright to the music involved.
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Welcome to the world.
Did you listen to podcasts?
Yeah.
It's why all the time they're like, oh, we can't play that. We can't
have
that.
And the music to the video games.
They're like, oh, let's just play that for us so the audience doesn't hear it.
Oh, I'm going to put my dick in your butt.
Uh-oh.
What? Don't do that.
That's not consensual loving.
Yeah, it's not going to be. Oh,
no. Oh, he almost got slammed.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, no.
Alex wins.
Alex, we
get the riblets.
Oh, now you gotta pass him up.
I always loved Alex because he was supposed to be the poster boy of the new generation and no one.
Actually, let me have Ed. Let me have Ed.
I've had him.
Let me have Ed.
But apart from that, like River City Ransom, if I can get back to River City Girls.
Yeah.
This has been really fun of a game because each boss has its own gimmick to fight. It has that classic beat 'em up thing where, you know, it is kind of basic in the aspect where it's like, hit him a number of times, dodge. Hit him a number of times, dodge.
It's a repetitive style of game. But that it's, is but what you want. People like us, it's glorious.
It's what you want.
People like us, this is what we want.
And it's somewhat mindless. It's God, like, it's like Dynasty Warriors.
These characters never wear underwear. Never wear, like, pants. What? I'm like, just, I'm getting a boner while hadoukening him in the face.
What else is new?
Yeah, you do that anyway.
Hey, Ed, no, we're not supposed to talk about this in the podcast. That's our private life.
Oh.
Secret time.
Uh-oh.
Look at that. A parry down. Goop!
Shippu Jinraiku.
I get that, yeah.
Nice, go with the parries.
Some of these... Street Fighter 3 was such a unique game because the animations.
The best Street Fighter game there is.
The animations were there probably at their peak.
God damn it. Ed, stop.
And it makes you wonder what happened with 5. All the time. And I know I've said it millions of times and I sound like a madman. But, like, I was even looking at something that I haven't mentioned on the podcast yet.
I'm being beaten by Africa and I don't like it.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, Ellen.
But even if you own the Street Fighter 5 disc...
Well, I wasn't a purpose of Africa when he
after,
said sorry.
After...
It sounded weird. It's like, but, sorry, Africa, I'm sorry, Ellen.
Even if you own the Street Fighter 5 disc, to install all the updates necessary to get this game working properly, it's over 54 gigs. Well, to put that in comparison, I own Mortal Kombat 11 digitally. That game is about 59 gigs. Maximal.
Yeah.
To look at the shitstorm that is Street Fighter V. How much of that disc that's initial that you sell to people still actually just obsolete?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
He stole that one.
It's utterly ridiculous.
Almost had him.
Yeah, stole it like the fucking pilgrims.
What?
Like,
fuck
I don't.
Pilgrims.
I, like, I'm
fuck
so.
Pilgrims.
Fuck pilgrims.
I'm so afraid.
Do
like,
that,
I know,
America?
I was getting uncomfortable. He said fuck pilgrims, and the only white guy in the room.
He wasn't a pilgrim.
He was a pilgrim. He's Irish.
I hated him too.
He's Irish and Scottish.
We hated him too. America.
What'd we do to you?
Oh, America hated him.
Yeah, they did.
What'd you just say?
America hated
said,
the
what
Irish.
We do to you?
He said, what did we do to you?
Yeah.
And you mean overall as a white race or just
no,
overall as
an Irish.
Irishman? Yeah, as the right
I'm
question.
Irish too.
I know what white people do.
Okay, I want to say this on the podcast. Me and Owen want a way to get another Fetty back. So... we walk past this house, and we both made a look at each other. We were like, ooh, that smells good. But we saw a bunch of white people on the fucking porch. And we said, oh, my God, it smells like white people are seasoning their chicken. it actually did smell like white people were seasoning their chicken in the backyard. I was like, I was proud.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I'm, oh, God damn
over
it.
Over hyperbomb.
You're such an asshole. Hyperbomb, yeah, you guys... white people are afraid of hyperbombs. That's why I don't like Muslims.
The frog in the pond. Let the danger come to you.
Okay, if you're going to grab me like that, at least fuck me next time.
Bang.
Parry! No!
Oh, what the heck? The headbutts.
You are so annoying. I'm not going down with that motherfucking fight. Fuck you.
So for those of you that can't see, Joe was just about to throw his super as Ken, his Shippuden.
No, I had it locked up.
He did, and I actually threw the hyper bomb at the same time, and his mine activated after his, but I still got the slam.
Oh
yeah, but it's weird when Alex has more white privilege over fucking Ken.
Yeah,
that's
just
weird.
The man from Brooklyn, bro.
Yeah, I was like, Ken is from Seattle. Remember the music he was listening to when he was in the Street Fighter 2 animated movie?
Yeah.
And he was driving over the bridge. Your name is what I feel for you. You know who that is?
No.
Oh, come on. You gotta know who that is.
I don't.
Dude, you're gonna run out of time.
It's Silverchair.
Oh, my God.
Silverchair, Israel's son.
I recently got Pluto as an app. It's a free TV app.
We got Pluto,
and it's been fun. And one of the channels,
Pluto TV.
One of the channels they have, it was just Street Fighter USA cartoons.
Oh yes!
Oh my God!
That's what my mind is made of.
I was watching those and just laughing so hard.
They got some decent channels, bro. They got Wipeout UK.
Yeah, they got Ridiculousness All Day, Every Day.
Which is pretty much just MTV. Like, that's all they really got anyway.
MTV 2.
But they also got Mystery Science Theater and Riff Tracks, which are like the same thing.
Okay. Oh, and you're being annoying again.
I'm being so annoying.
You are.
AKA winning.
Triple sweeps. Oh, and okay.
Sweeps the legs. Yo, Cobra Kai. You haven't watched enough Cobra Kai. You would get it.
Yeah, and I like how you sided with the Cobra Kai.
All right, if you watch the series, you get it, all right?
Have you not watched the series?
Hashtag Johnny Lawrence is a good man.
Well, Joe, have you not watched the series?
Yes, I have, and I don't like the fact that I know why he's right.
Sorry, Johnny Lawrence didn't do nothing wrong. Yo, Ralph Macchio just came in and ruined the scene.
Yeah.
Fucking rude.
Not Ralph Macchio's fault.
Oh my God, nobody's talking about how I'm coming back right now. I just came back.
Yeah, everybody gets one.
Because you attacked Sensei Lawrence.
Yeah, everybody gets one. Tell him, Peter.
I'm coming. Nope.
Shoryu Cannon.
Oh, nice roll, bro. Parry City, baby. I mean, you're talking to the king of the parry club. President, baby.
You just blocked like three moves back to back.
Oh, shit. You got me.
Still lost.
I hate it. So, yo, I always fight for my life. I get it, and then I lose. You guys can't see. I just did a 1-2 up down, down up parry.
Yeah.
And then put up and laid a combo into him and then lost.
You fought very valiantly, but it wasn't worth it.
Shut the fuck up, Owen.
This is what happens.
Couple stays.
Ugh.
More gaming fuel.
I don't know. I don't think we'll catch any copyright shit if we play the audio.
Yeah, we will.
I don't think so.
That's how it works. Think Capcom ain't hungry for a buck?
Not from us.
From anybody.
Come on.
Everybody.
Nobody's listening to this.
Yeah,
except us. I listen to us all the time.
People except for what? They just haven't exposed
to it. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. But listen, you guys got me too high. This is fucked up.
Do you have anything? Do you have anything interesting? Maybe planned for the month of horrible horror. You got any ideas, suggestions?
What are you gonna be throwing out?
First of all, this nigga doesn't like horror movies, but,
like shitty ones. It doesn't have to be scary. Just goofy. But bad.
Soul Dracula. All
right.
What is that?
Have y'all heard of Soul Dracula?
No.
I feel like I should.
Nah, no. You shouldn't. But the thing is, this is the... Yo. Shout out to the band Hot Blood.
Hot Booty.
Shout out to the band Hot Blood. Hot Blood. Alex Rosen and Matt Kylie. Billy Strano. And Charlie. Charlie. The Big Dick. Bass Chaplin.
Damn.
Oof.
Put a parry in there.
They're one of the best local bands around here. But, it's funny, when you go, this is how I discovered Soul Dracula.
Soul Dracula.
I was listening to No Kings, the album by Hot Blood. The thing is, This movie called Hot Blood has a song on the soundtrack called Soul Dracula. So out of nowhere, when you run out of Hot Blood music, if you don't pay for Spotify, out of nowhere you hear waka 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 Soul Dracula, and then out of nowhere you start laughing.
Oh, I thought it was an actual movie.
Wait, so was this
an
ad?
No, this is an actual movie.
So this is an ad during Spotify.
No, it wasn't an ad. It was like once you run out of the Hot Blood music to listen to.
It gives you Soul Dracula?
It puts on Soul Dracula.
The soundtrack?
Yes.
But. And
it's fucked.
How is the soundtrack?
Oh, it's terrible. The movie's terrible. The thing is, I looked at the movie and I was just like, oh, this is garbage. It's just like, I was sitting there, like, I felt like the Southwest Junior I was eating in my grandma's living room that gave me diarrhea. I felt like the movie watching it gave me diarrhea. Yeah. Not what I was eating.
I put down
$40 worth of juniors to run upstairs to blow my butthole out. So that's what I'm saying about this movie. It was
juniors
so
might
bad.
Have something to do with it.
No, the thing is, I was eating healthy before that.
But then you were eating that double.
But I ate that night. Yeah, the thing is, I was only like, I was only my first slider in. And the thing is, I started watching this movie.
That was coincidence.
Be that as it may. But it's what I say, it's like, I totally, like, started watching this movie, watched like 15, 20 minutes.
Then God fucking
and then the delivery guy came. And I just whipped out $4 worth of juniors, like four boxes.
We both
worked at juniors.
Laid them on the table.
And just started going. And then like maybe 5 minutes in, I was just like, oh my God. I'm gonna piss out of my ass in like 10 seconds. And so then I like throw it down to the point where I threw one of my Alpine.
An old Irish phrase,
I
honestly.
Threw one of my Alpine juniors on the floor. Ran upstairs while clenching, and they're very steep stairs.
Alright.
You've been to my house, you've never been in my house.
Never inside.
So I let you inside, you know what I'm saying? I literally ran the fuck upstairs, and my butthole felt like the rusty balloon knot of a diarrhea filled. Nuclear bomb size water balloon.
Uh-oh.
I literally opened my fucking toilet.
With your poo ass.
And then just went...
Yo, poo explosion.
As Louis C.K. said, it sounded like pennies in soup cans. It was fucked. This shit sounded like ammo in Rwanda.
Rwanda? That's
it sounded
fucked
like
up,
the struggle
man.
In Rwanda. No, yeah, it's fucked up. That's why it's funny.
No, I ain't funny. Fuck that.
You ain't African.
I'm not like 2%, man. I got 2% African.
Just a little
fuck
bit.
Fuck out of here. We all came from Africa anyway.
Thank you. You guys couldn't see it, but I just literally just took a sip of my beer and then just spit it back into my hand.
Yep.
So I didn't spit it on the top of Owen's head.
It was close.
Owen's leaned over, like, towards me.
We don't need that.
I almost
now.
Got him on the head.
I would have gotten him on the head if I actually did spit it out. I just said, oh, no, Ed.
That's hilarious. All right,
let's do this.
Yeah, these guys are playing Street Fighter or what?
We are.
All right, hold on.
Also, we could even do,
Disc Jam?
You're slapping at your dick.
You know.
Hey, Ed, not this time, okay?
Fucking Candyman.
Oh, Lethal League.
Lethal League.
That motion did not Lethal League tell.
Well, that's the ball bouncing around. It bounces like that sometimes.
It be like that sometimes, though.
Definitely.
Oh, come on. You're such an asshole. That's my controls are fucked up. What else is it?
Bounce. Yeah, apart from that, there's really not too much on the viewership streak. I know, like, Amazon's got, like, a Witcher series, but I...
What the fuck is going on with this controller?
Your down is now left.
I know, it just started...
Just go no, default. Look. We're going to put you on default, and then now you fix it.
Okay.
By the way, guys, he has Street Fighter dislikes.
Now you're in player one.
It affects some people. It could be someone in your own home.
I doubt it.
I'm just saying.
I'm doubting it.
Shut up,
there's Ed. Signs.
I've never met anyone that does this.
There's signs that someone in your house may have this.
I've played against plenty of people in my life. I'm fucking 30 years old.
But it's all about being...
Yeah, you are 30 years old.
I've never met anyone else that does this.
It's about being accepting of others, really. And, you know, some people have problems.
Wait, now these are your Ken controls, not your Dudley controls.
Hyper speed or strength?
Hyper speed or strength?
Yeah, no. Which one?
Probably strength.
No, it's hybrid speed or strength.
Oh, he combined the first two words.
Yeah, yeah.
No, hyper speed or strength. He combined the first two words.
I know, I'm saying that, yeah.
It's oh, funny. Now you said...
No, it's funny, yeah.
He's proving my point. As
shut up.
So this guy's going to be a hybrid then. Ken needs to have some speed as well as some strength.
Oh.
Ken's all speed.
Hmm.
The thing is, Owen's doing his very... He's playing like a champ right now.
Like, the one thing I'll say about River City Girls...
I'm pairing the fuck out of him, but...
Different buttons for interacting with doors and objects.
Right in my nuts always.
Like having square for interacting with doors and bus stops.
That is a big problem, yeah.
Is that your main attack button?
Square is like your get around, like, from area to area, but it's also the main attack button.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yes.
So, like, everything you walk by, you accidentally interact with when you're trying to fight. And like,
yeah.
It makes you, like, limited attack when you're near these things, and it's...
It's not the worst thing, but they could have found something else.
There could have been another... I think X would have been a better button, maybe.
I keep forget we're recording still.
I'd rather accidentally jump than, like, leave the fighting area.
Yeah. Makoto.
Makoto is pretty good.
First of all, Makoto...
People sleep on that.
Makoto.
Yeah.
Makoto.
Talk about it, Joe.
Oh, the new season of Sunny starts tomorrow, by the way, guys.
Yeah, we're going to watch that, and we're going to laugh.
I got to work tomorrow.
Well...
Listen, you guys all tomorrow or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the next day. But I got dyslexia is on.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm the worst at tournaments.
Yeah?
After everybody I face, I can't... They never let me keep my controller. They just have it keep... Being in the fucking console, you just pick up and trade seats. Every seat's got a number.
Damn.
Yeah, it's annoying as shit. So I have to change my fucking controls every time I play somebody. Damn. And they just say, no, go ahead. Then I change their controls and not mine, and then I win, and then they call me out on it. And it's like, I didn't mean to do that.
You know, yeah. They should check their own shit then.
Continuing, go down to key. You failed.
You failed, bitches.
But I won.
You won. You always win. Owen's the king of ugly wins.
They're only ugly because they're your losses. Oh.
Something to that.
What did you just say, nigga?
Beats kill.
Beast killer. Yo, you know Mike never saw
what
Last Dragon?
No.
I showed him the Sukiyaki's video. I showed him the
You can't tell me stuff like that mid-match, Joe.
Now he made him lose.
Owen.
That's the reason he lost. Nothing
else.
Me
and you first became friends. We bonded over blunts, black kung fu movies, and Street Fighter. And then I helped you realize you love beers.
You love beers.
Too much.
Too much. Only sometimes.
I gotta pee. B.O.B. Hold it down.
I'm dead.
Oh, wow. How did you get out?
I don't know.
Ah.
Not quite sure.
Oh. Your Elena's always terrifying getaway.
Yeah. Good shit.
And with that musical interlude, we have a little surprise for everybody. I was around the corner while filming, as we took a break, and I saw that Untitled Goose Game was on sale for $15. And we have, oh my goodness, he's broken the broom.
Yeah!
This goose is on the loose.
Come here, man. Hey.
So we are starting to play the Untitled Goose Game, and this game is hilarious.
Oh my god, so fun. Oh, this lady's so mad at me. Oh!
Take the head. You're right there. Take that. That's yours now.
Oh, come back.
Now get the stick.
I'm going to take this toilet paper.
Well, this game, it's crazy, because as you play the Untitled Goose Game, it's kind of like a sandbox stealth game where you're going from area to area, just kind of wreaking havoc on the town wherever you go. And the first level we did, we were messing with a groundskeeper where we had to form a picnic on a table by, like, assembling a bunch of items, some of them not so important to the groundskeeper. A lot of them may be important to the groundskeeper.
Yeah.
So you have to keep sneaking into his area, taking items, and getting back out.
Yeah.
Now you can, like, honk to, like, alert people / freak people out. There's a button for extending your wings. I don't know what it does yet, but it's fun to do. It's just kind of like a make fun of somebody, like, what's up? Like, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
When we got a hairbrush. Ed's on the run with a hairbrush.
Oh, I'm on the run. No, lady, late. Say wait. She's coming.
And the music kind of plays along to what you're doing. It's very like this freeform jazz kind of / classical music.
Yeah.
That really kind of plays along to what happens in the scene. That can be very uneventful music that just slowly follows you as you go around. Or if there's a lot going on, it kind of speeds up and does a lot more stuff. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because it seems like a very, like, goofy scene just kind of playing out before you.
For sure.
I think this is very, not only, like, very artsy, but kind of funny. Like, we're laughing our asses off, just kind of like running around and causing havoc. Like, I locked the groundskeeper outside of the garden and, like, stole his keys and, like, swam down the stream.
Yeah.
And I, like, left him somewhere where, like, he couldn't get the keys. Like, it's just like this, like, stupid stuff where you could do a lot of weird things.
Yeah.
We're in a level right now, which is the second part, where it is a town where he had to lock a kid in a phone booth by scaring him in there with his honking, because the kid was scared of geese.
Yeah.
And he chased him in. And right now he's just harassing a shopkeeper and breaking her broom repeatedly. And stealing stuff from her store and putting it in his own shopping cart.
Yeah.
And we've stolen a... It's pretty intelligent where we've stolen a walkie-talkie and hidden one amongst her area, and we can pick up the other walkie-talkie and honk in it. And she'll think it's coming from the other walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Which, I think that's a great mechanic. It's such a goofy little thing.
Yeah, who would have thought of it? Like,
but, like, basically employed in that way, it's hilarious as a video game mechanic, but it's simplistic, but it still is entertaining. I'm just feeling joy when I'm playing this game right now.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fun.
Like, it's just, I if
The only thing I wish there was is multiplayer.
Well, that would be cool, yeah.
Tandem Geese.
Don't see what I need.
But this game seems to be, like, just an enjoyable little, like, romp, I would say, if you have Steam or the Nintendo Switch, I would say definitely go for this. It's just... Oh, he's absconded with the canned beans. Back to his cart. To put with his toilet paper and brush. Oh, yeah, that's a solid cart right now. We need fruit, vegetables, and a toothbrush.
All right.
And we have our shopping basket ready.
I did see fruit and vegetables. I'm not sure about the toothbrush yet.
I saw a leak, yeah.
Yeah, in that little fruit stand.
Oh, she's on to you, bro. So you gotta take that broom head, pull it away, and get some stuff.
Yeah.
Or take some stuff right now. Take some stuff right now. She ain't watching. Yeah. Tomato.
Got it.
Yeah, we got it.
Now, I wonder, will that count as fruit and veg, or do I need one of each?
I don't know. People say people argue that tomatoes on either side these days.
Okay, I cover both. I just need a toothbrush.
Oh, it did cover both? Wow, yeah. Tomato! Hey. Good choice.
There we go.
Is that a reference to the debate? Spread your wings. Give it a honk. Yeah, victory.
Honk, honk, honk. Get out of here, kid. Kid's frightened of me.
Yeah, as you should be. Strong goose. Strong, independent goose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ed's picked up a bottle and started honking, and it actually muffles the honk. Like, he's honking into the glass bottle. Yeah,
makes it sound weird.
There's such, like, these little, like, weird nut, like, effects that to the game that make it hilarious, like the way you walk around and waddle around, it's just hilarious.
So I'm looking, what would be a toothbrush in here?
Yeah, it actually gives you like a broad kind of objective, I will say.
Yeah, so each area you get a to-do list. And that has your objectives.
Geese are very busy. They have to-do lists.
And somehow they can read.
They don't start the day with nothing to do.
I'm not seeing a toothbrush.
She got an angry broom.
Back off, lady. I just want a toothbrush.
Get that broom head. Yeah. Now get that as far away as you can. Not towards your brew. Not towards your shit. Oh, can you lock her in there?
That's right.
Push it. Push it. Oh, she's coming out. She wants to see what's going on. Gotta get on TV still, right?
Yeah, I don't know how. I'm looking at like what's on the TVs to see if there's like.
I think there's a camera in the TV store.
Call for him. Wait.
Wow, she won't come get her broom head, huh?
No, she's scared. Guess that means I have free reign.
You got your walkie-talkies in here.
I got them.
Got one. Oh my gosh, you got a stick, bro.
Give me that stick.
No, you gotta steal that from her.
I steal both and I can have free reign.
Yeah, and then you are the king. You will be the king of Bleecker Street.
Woo!
As a goose, you cannot accept anything other than pure dominance of your domain.
So I might need the walkie-talkies to get that.
Yeah.
So let me reposition one.
Get the blue one.
I want to reposition this one. Oh, she's angry.
Oh, no, she's smart. She's wise to you. She's hip.
Oh,
she's
almost
hip.
Had it. Come on, lady, I just want my walkies.
Yeah, but you see, like, there's, like, that lit area. That's, like, her domain. She will react so long as you're in there. Get that run. Run.
Where's a better spot go. For it? Maybe over here?
Run!
Oh. I had it. Why'd I drop?
Because she's poking you with the stick.
Don't you poke me with no stick.
Alright, so back off. Back off. Don't abuse
it. Hey, look, she's looking.
Yeah, but don't abuse it. No, you want to get down the other side. Get down the other... Oh, she's got a stick. You want to let her put it down.
Let's see.
So go around. Come back. Come back this way. Go south.
Look, it's the winter. Fly south. Oh,
pick it. Get your shit. You dropped it. Yeah. Now get down here. Get down this way. Now honk it. No, all right. Now go. Go for the stick. Drop that. Go for the stick. Oh, come on, man. Oh, she's too powerful. The shopkeeper is too powerful.
No, we gotta try again. Then we'll switch it up, let Owen try some more.
So Ed is coming around, trying to use this this high-tech goose walkie-talkie ability.
Gotta let her walk away from the downed broom handle.
It's so weird. You actually, you really have to actively think how you're going to trick the AI into thinking to go away.
I'm just going away.
Sneak in. She's more curious than freaked out anymore. She's like this goddamn pranking goose. Oh, she's down. She's freaked out. Oh, she's on to you. She's still a little back already. She's so on to you.
This bit.
Yo, she is great with the jabs.
She'll never get a broom head back, though.
Yeah, she actually hasn't moved for it.
She forgot about it, kind of.
Because the
not that it makes much of a difference. Cause
the stick is way more effective.
Yeah, just as effective, if not more, so it doesn't make much of a difference.
We've only made her more powerful, Ed.
Now it hurts more when she pokes us.
Alright, I'm assessing the situation.
So he's stalking the store. We see the lady with the price gun pricing out her goods.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm sizing her up. Stripping her down, I don't improve.
Still, we need a toothbrush.
Where's these toothbrush?
See if you see anything. I couldn't quite see it. It's gotta be somewhere.
Hey, oh, here comes the lady. Here she comes. Hey, I'm just cruising. I'm just checking out. Back off. Hey, lady. Just trying to give you some business. Honest business.
Said at Matilda School, you get the chokey. Here, you get the pokey.
Yeah, I'm going to pull and throw everything everywhere.
You're just making a mess in her store?
Yeah, you're going to have to clean this up.
Bet you're going to be busy.
Yeah. How about that?
Leaks on the floor.
How about that? Leaking leaks.
You want floor leaks? Lady, you better clean your store up. It's a hot mess. So he's just grabbing shit off her shelves and like dropping it in the middle of the floor. She has this little like street corner store. Half on the street, on the sidewalk.
I'm trying to see if I tear her place up enough, I'll find this fucking toothbrush.
Yeah. Also, it should be able to keep
her pretty busy. How about you, Timmy? Busy. You got a toothbrush?
Yeah.
Give it up.
Timmy, run.
Old Lady Chang can't save you forever, Timmy.
So also, the other part of the mission is to make him wear the wrong glasses.
I'm spreading my wings to establish dominance.
So there are glasses here in her store. I think we got to steal them and put them by Timmy. And then somehow get him to wear them.
I bet you there's a brush elsewhere. Did we pull over the garbage can yet?
No.
Oh, we gotta be garbage birds. There's the toothbrush. I told you. I'm a garbage bird.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't think there'd be things in there.
Gotta be garbage birds. I'm Captain... we got a shield for that.
He picks up the garbage can lid and uses it like a shield.
Oh, we're ready to do combat with this old lady.
Oh, she's done, so.
She's not even ready for this. I'm about to put my toothbrush in the shopping cart.
Your sticks are useless here, woman.
Back off, Timmy.
Ah!
I'm busy.
Just trying to get my toothbrush.
We went shopping. Yeah!
Objective complete.
All right, that's a full day's work.
Yeah. Next objective. What do we got?
We gotta make the boy wear wrong glasses. Make someone buy back their own stuff. Get on TV. So I mean, if we kill that woman, we should be able to get on TV.
How do we kill her?
I got this Captain America shield.
That's gonna help you not die. It's not gonna make you kill her. It's just a shield to block.
It'll just blow back her attacks at her.
Hopefully. And how do we make somebody buy back their own stuff?
Here we go. She's coming at me.
Some of these objectives.
Oh my god, I dropped it. She won.
But some of these objectives are crazy. Like, how do you make somebody buy back their own stuff?
So he gets locked in there. That guy's gonna come out and freak out.
Alright. Lock him up in there.
She's like, oh my god, he's locked in there, and I'm gonna sneak in. I'm on TV! Oh!
What? How you get on there? I was in there, but they didn't put me on TV.
I put myself on TV because I'm that good.
Oh, drop so
my mixtape on live TV.
Yeah, that's so dope.
My Goose Manifesto.
Yeah. Woo! Fuck yeah. Another objective complete. Getting on TV.
Now we just got to destroy the boys' glasses time and then make someone buy back their own stuff. One or the other, and I think we'll be able to move on. If not already.
I think the glasses might be the easier. Because if you go up in that little aisle of restore, there are glasses. If you could steal those, bring them to the boy, somehow take his, maybe he'll wear those.
Let me see if we can move on as well. Maybe we'll get lucky and maybe the game is not so evil.
We shall see. But yeah, so far this game is fun. It's fucking like silly but cool. Simple but rewarding. Like when you complete a task, you feel really good about it because it's kind of challenging.
But it looks so goofy when you're like a goose and you're waddling away.
Yeah.
So where's his glasses? These bad glasses.
In the store.
In here?
No, in the store. No, in the ladies' like street store.
Okay, alright.
You have to go like up. See them on the little glass rack?
Ooh.
Yeah, you got some glasses!
Yeah. You ain't getting none, bitch.
Oh, no! Sometimes you can steal them out of her hands.
Oh, man. No, because she's forever going to want it.
Yeah, she will. She's a bitch.
Got your weapon now.
Nah.
Yeah, I got your stick. Oh, gosh. Oh. She's so deadly with that stick.
Dude, she's on top of
she's
everything.
She's armed and dangerous. Look out.
Ah.
Shield yourself.
Lady, calm down. You're so violent, lady.
Can I take it from her? I can't. She's shaking me off.
Damn. Oh.
Oh. Yeah, the shield is nothing.
Like, don't forget you got walkies to utilize if needed.
I'm trying to find some. Oh, she is distracted. Her bad glasses. Yeah. I got bad glasses.
Timmy.
All right, so how do we gotta find a way to scare his glasses off?
Yeah, see, they're in his hands right now, I think, or no? No, they're not. Before, he has them off before, though, in his hands. He needs to put his toy plane down.
Oh, she got a room head back. Oh!
Is he calling the police?
That's right. Call the police on this goose.
He ran into a phone booth and called somebody. Who are you going to call?
You can't protect him forever. Get back on TV.
Get on TV. I'm the king
again.
Oh!
I'm the king again.
Goose vision.
Yeah, you call me. What up?
On the goose cast.
What? You back out that kid? Oh.
Oh, get his glasses.
I got his glasses.
Now hide them and bring them the shitty ones.
Here you go. I'm your friend. You can trust me.
Yeah, you did
it. Yeah, we made him wear the wrong glasses. Woo! I'm taking him with me.
A new to-do list item.
I'm taking him with me. Trap the shopkeeper in the garage.
What garage? Hold up. What garage we got?
Einstein Goose.
That garage, she's opened up. Chase her in there.
Yo, back off, honey.
Chase her in, she doesn't like you.
She's being a goose, man.
She's scared of you when she doesn't have a weapon.
Alright, so I'm honking in here. I gotta take something of hers and put it in there.
How about that broom head?
Hey. Guess what, I got a leak.
Man.
Oh,
trapped that hoe.
She's trapped. I got a price gun.
Now how does this buyback thing work? We gotta figure out.
I think we can move on now.
Yeah, with only one incomplete, we moved on last time, so let's see. Hopefully we can hit the new stage, get a new to-do list.
Oh my gosh, she's free.
Yo, what?
Oh god.
Oh, she went through the house. But she opened the gate for you. To move on.
Oh, yeah.
It all comes together.
Yeah. Free goose.
Goose is as goose does.
It's goose on the town, baby.
Yo, this fucking game is goose-alicious. I'm going to say it right now.
Get on it.
I gave it 10 out of 10 gooses. I'm looking for some gooseberry pie.
I give it a 7 inch out of 10.
Whoa. Neck. Inches.
Long neck.
What the?
Oh, that's an old shortcut like Dark Souls. Goose Souls.
Whoa, is it town well? Be careful.
I ain't going down there.
Yeah. We can't fly in this game, so.
But I got wingspan for days.
Yeah. Try to look big to threaten your opponents.
Walking down here. People gotta respect.
Scare them off.
People gotta respect.
Tell them I'm a big goose. You better back down.
It's just so fun.
Before I lay the quack down.
Yeah.
Can you smell what the goose is cooking?
I'm gonna honk it up.
Honky tonk bar.
Like, I implore anyone that has a Switch, throw your $15 down right now. Get your goose on.
Yeah, it's worth more than 15, probably. It's very fun. You get your money worth.
It's based at 20, it's brand new, and they just dropped it down $5. Like, that's a really fun, fair thing to do.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh my god. Anybody could complain at this price point. Like, it's really good.
I'm prying out fence boards. We're going to play some chess.
Oh, here we go.
We got cricket. Gotta know what a crumpet is. Play cricket. So I got your hat, bitch.
Oh.
Oh, he got his hat back. Fuck. Sorry, what's our to-do list here? Make someone break the fancy vase. Help the woman dress up the bust. Make the man spit out his tea. Get dressed up with a ribbon. Go make the man go barefoot. Do the washing. Put a bra, pair of socks, slippers, and a bar of soap. Well, this game just has us ruining people's days as a goose in different scenarios. So
yeah,
it's a really fun, different idea.
Oh yeah.
And I could see myself playing this just for fun. Like, you don't need to go crazy hard. This isn't, like, a game that's going to be something you're going to look for depth in. But it's a great little game to make you think. It's a fun little light puzzle game.
Yeah, if you want to stay on the shallow end and not think, kind of be, like, mindless. Even though there is some thinking to do.
Yeah, it's definitely not mindless.
Yeah, like, to just, like, have some silly light fun. You know, laugh your ass off, try to figure out small puzzles that they create.
This would be something to do fun as a little party game with friends.
Oh, definitely. This is a great drinking game, like party game, laugh your ass off game.
Yeah, sit around with friends and do this and just like have a little bit of fun.
Like, it might be weird, but I would even see this as like a good like date game to take like you and a girl and just like, let's figure out how to do shit as a goose and have fun and laugh and be silly.
I definitely approve of this game.
Fuck yeah. Untitled Goose Game by House House.
So definitely I will look forward to more insanity from them.
So, yeah, I haven't heard of House House. Have they done anything we've heard of? Do you know?
No. Nothing I know of. This is my first hearing of them.
Well, what an entry into the fucking arena. Like, welcome aboard, House House.
Yeah, just for something very odd.
Yeah.
This is one of those things that's like Fight Crab. It's like...
it's out of the park. Who would have thought? Who would be like, let's make a game where you're a goose and just like fucking with people. Like, no one ever thought of this.
I saw the intro, like the trailer to this game, and I was like, already sold. I was like, that looks funny.
What a funny concept.
And I would just have too much fun doing it. And
very original.
It's very original. I think it's cute with the music.
Yeah. I love how the music, like you said before, like kind of follows our actions and like danger levels.
Yeah, like it follows along with what's kind of going on in the scene. And I don't know, it's kind of almost like Randy Newman-esque where it's just kind of chronologizing.
Yeah.
What you're seeing, it's like, oh, it's like, it has like this feel of a flow that it's, even though it's just randomly happening around, the music is intending along the scene.
Yeah, and that gives you also like a sense of importance that what you're doing is impacting like the music and other things around you, like, gives another like level of importance.
And it's got like, it's like this soft, loungy jazz.
Yeah, it's really relaxing and nice.
Yeah, it's a definite, like...
you just fall asleep to this game. Yeah, it's anytime. A definite,
like, tune out and enjoy it.
Yeah.
I could easily see this... it's a good way to like, a de-stress kind of a game.
Yeah, after a long day at work or whatever, some bullshit.
Just get to be goofy and weird. And just run around to some nice music.
Yeah.
And solve some puzzles.
Who doesn't like that?
So I would say I give this a solid, like, as an enjoyable experience and looking at it from all different aspects, I would give this probably like a solid 7 out of 10.
All day, at least a 7, if not maybe an 8 even.
Very worth the price tag that it has on itself right now.
Yeah, we haven't got very far into it, but from what we've played, this shit is fucking fun, looks pretty addictive. It has a lot more to offer.
I would love to give more support to these guys and maybe see a co-op version.
Ooh, that'd be cool. Yeah, even just like a local, like have two geese running around fucking with people, one distracting, one doing something.
Exactly.
Like that would be so fun to do with a friend.
Like velociraptors.
Yeah. Just teaming up on an innocent.
Geese do move in flocks.
They also shit a lot. Yeah. That'd be a cool aspect of this game if they just had you shit and, you know.
That makes me that reminds me of the game that we've been looking at that we're kind of interested in. The Stories of Our Ancestors?
Yeah. We start as a chimpanzee or like a monkey and...
Yeah, and you're slowly becoming a Homo sapien.
Yeah. That looks really cool. I want to play that.
I just want to learn if I could throw poo.
Dude, that needs to be part of it.
Get power poo.
Because from what we've seen on videos on the internet, they're pretty fucking good at it.
Yeah.
Insane accuracy.
Throw it with the accuracy of a sniper.
Dead in the face.
But apart from that, yeah, this is a very enjoyable topic, like a little game. I would definitely advise anyone just looking for a little fun.
Yeah, which most gamers should be, you know, that's what we kind of play games for. Get away, to unwind, to have fun, to challenge ourselves a little bit, to solve puzzles.
Yeah, it's just a goofy little thing that I think anyone could enjoy from any kind of ilk.
Like, yeah.
But it's also like, you know, if you want to feel nefarious, you can feel nefarious. It's very puckish, it's lighthearted, but it's also like...
Yeah, with there being no dialogue or input, it's up to your imagination as to the perspective you want to put on it, whether you're being... devious, or you're just being lighthearted and silly, or you're being helpful, or you're being like malicious. It's up to you. You can make your own story. Be your own goose.
Exactly. Be your own goose. there's just right for little like fun things to talk about while you do it. It's just like just the topics of it. It's very not even tongue in cheek, but it's just like it has like this. I don't know. It feels old timey. To a degree, the way the music, everything plays out, and like the scenery.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like this town is very proper, and you're like just kind of upsetting things.
Like, maybe you don't quite belong.
Exactly. But you wanna.
Just wanna fit in like the goose that you always wanted to be.
Alright, well, we're gonna take a little break for now, get some sleep in on us.
But
we want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. Dobbs had to head out for a little bit, so we decided to close in with a little bit of the Goose Game surprise.
Unnamed Goose Game by House.
And apart from that, coming up this October will be the beginning of the month of Horrible Horror.
Looking forward to that for sure.
So, are you guys kind of settling on?
I've got a couple ideas. I'm not completely settled yet.
All right. So if you're not settled yet, we'll start with mine.
Yeah.
And that maybe might give you an idea of what we're looking for.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
So we'll start with Goblin 2. We're gonna, you know, first is the worst. And this is the worst.
Oh my god.
I don't know. Rubber could be the worst.
Yeah, Rubber sounded pretty bad.
If we don't have many more suggestions, I'll add Rubber to the docket. Just because it's an experience. It's that bad.
No, I think there's enough out there. I gotta do a little digging.
It's like Owen Wilson has said, wow.
Wow.
Wow, it's that bad. Wow.
Oh no, wow.
Alright guys, well thank you so much for tuning in and listening, and we hope you guys keep tuned for our month of Horrible Horror.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
And we will be getting spooky and spoopy all the next week.
Poopy doopy.
Alright guys, thank you very much. Goose it out. Talk to me, Goose.
Goose out, Ice.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.